Hello and welcome to the IABC Ottawa podcast, The Voice. Ottawa is one of the International Association of Business Communicators' largest chapters in the world, and we are pleased to bring you a podcast that covers everything from marketing, strategy, social media, crisis comms, public affairs, and whatever else is relevant to communicators. I'm your host, Sherry Ask. Hello and welcome to IABC Ottawa's The Voice, episode 131, what it's like to run an IABC chapter or a board of directors during a global pandemic. Well, it has definitely not been a normal year for work, for school, for events. So for our last episode this year, it seemed like an appropriate time to talk to IABC Ottawa President and Startup Canada CEO, Kayla Isabel. We talk about in this episode what it was like to organize this year, to plan virtual events, to stay connected with members and volunteers, and how to support people when they might have been feeling different levels of burnout throughout this past year. We will hear from Kayla in just a moment, but first I wanted to let you know about the upcoming IABC Ottawa Annual General Meeting. So this is typically the last event of the year, and it is taking place on Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021, just in case anybody is listening to this episode after the fact. And the keynote speaker for this event is going to be awesome. They are a group that has been very active in the Ottawa communications space all year. Trust me when I say you've seen this organization in the news and on social media basically every day of the pandemic. And you are going to want to attend this AGM to hear their reflections. So to get your ticket, stay glued to IABC Ottawa's social media and check out our website. And I will see you, even though it will be virtually, I will see you on the evening of June 23rd. And that is all I wanted to say. So let's get into the interview with IABC Ottawa President and Startup Canada CEO, Kayla Isabel. Kayla, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to The Voice.
Thank you so much, Sherry. It is an absolute pleasure to be here.
Be here virtually, which has been sort of the theme of this year as we talk from several miles apart. I wanted to start with asking just how are you? Because this has been quite a year. So how are you making out?
I'm doing well, Sherry. To be honest, I feel like I've actually kind of rooted myself in this new normal. And the first couple of months were such a wild ride that even as tumultuous and as stressful as the last couple of months have been, it is nothing compared to the beginning of the pandemic for me personally. So if anything, my resilience has got me through the last couple of months. So I'm actually feeling pretty okay. How are you?
I'm, you know, making out okay, feeling like things are moving in the right direction. So can't complain there. I want to sort of take you back to, I guess it was August when the 2020-2021 season was starting up. You knew that at that point that the pandemic was going on. What were your expectations in August? And then how did that go? Tell us a bit about what that was like going into this year.
I think it at the beginning, we were proceeding with what was going to be at least a partially digital year. We knew that from August that the rollout of, you know, a potential second wave was looming. Things were still looking precarious. So we did have, you know, the pandemic in mind for the season. I think we were all hopeful that the entire IABC Ottawa community was going to be able to get together at least once or twice throughout the season, potentially, later in the season, but hopefully once or twice, which unfortunately was not able to happen. But I think ultimately going into this season, mid-COVID, really makes you think differently about what is ahead, and having, you know, risk mitigation strategies and looking at alternatives that, you know, are you going to pivot partway through the calendar year? Are you looking at alternatives from the get-go? Are you making commitments to go digitally from day one? So if anything, starting, you know, in August gave us that that permission to really think through all of the different options for the season and sort of play things by ear a little bit. And try to remain as flexible as possible as things evolved with the pandemic.
What was the biggest challenge, would you say? Because this is something that whether you're another IABC chapter or you're just another organization or you're a company, everybody trying to plan stuff in a virtual world in a pandemic is kind of in the same boat. So for you as a president for the IABC Ottawa chapter, what really was the biggest struggle?
I think really fatigue and capacity that, you know, being a volunteer run organization like IABC Ottawa or any other chapter, you are putting a lot of responsibility on volunteers that have a lot of other commitments going on. You know, they have full-time jobs. They're navigating incredibly challenging roles, often being, you know, frontline communicators, explaining updates on the pandemic, how it's impacting their teams, managing their own responsibilities at home. So putting on additional volunteer work on top of all of that could definitely be a challenge for a lot of people. So we really, this year, we're investing in supporting the board of directors in particular and supporting our community, but making sure that we were checking in with ourselves. You know, how is our mental health? How can we embed those into conversations we have at every board meeting with nice check-ins? How do we support our board with advisory support from a trusted person? So we actually did monthly coaching sessions with one of our fabulous VPs, Lauren Doty, which I think was also really helpful just to have some dedicated support from trusted advisors that could help us navigate through some of the challenges. But that capacity component and just the fatigue, not only from, you know, just navigating through the pandemic, but engaging in digital events. Everything being online can have, you know, a heavy impact on, okay, do I really want to sit at another, you know, 3-hour working session in front of a screen after I've spent my entire day, you know, putting out all these various fires? So I think we really took a practical approach this year in identifying topics that we really felt could offer value to the community. So think, you know, delivering digital presentations. That's something everybody in our community needs to navigate right now. How do we put those really practical resources in the hands of IABC Ottawa and the community that we serve? In it, sort of not while adding additional labor-intensive components on their plate. So really trying to think through what's mission critical, how can we manage our energy and manage that fatigue, and manage our overall capacity by doing what's really essential for the community. And, you know, some things weren't able to happen. And that's what, you know, is part of the gig of running volunteer organizations. You can't be all things to all people. So really trying to ruthlessly prioritize and make sure that we're serving in the best way possible, both for our board, our volunteers, and the community that we serve.
Yeah, I love that. There was so much in that that was really practical. I think that, you know, other groups can relate to, like supporting the people that you have and being strategic, like getting rid of some things and focusing on the things that really matter, that I'm sure a lot of other groups, I hope, were able to do this year as well. Was there anything you didn't get to? Is one question I had that, you know, you really wanted to that you weren't able to do during the pandemic besides meet in person?
Yeah, honestly, Sherry, I think just meeting in person, like when we look back and reflect on the season, we did, you know, fantastic webinar events. We did monthly meetups with our members. We did spotlights. We had this incredible podcast with you. We had our mentorship program. Like ultimately, when I say that, you know, we potentially had to take stuff off of our plate, it wasn't even very much. At the end of the day, we still really had some incredible programming this year. If anything, I'd say my experience, I love connecting with our volunteers. Our board is such a special group of people, and in particular, the volunteers that are the future, you know, directors and board members. That engagement is such a special part of being a part of this community. And you miss that doing things online and not having a dedicated space where you get to put a face to a volunteer's name and really develop that relationship. So I'd say really engaging with our volunteers and our students was something that I missed because that just fills my heart and fills my cup in a different way. So I'm very excited about when that opportunity presents itself over the next year, hopefully getting back face to face with some of those members.
Yeah, for sure. And what was the biggest win of the season? Was there a moment, even in COVID, when you were like, oh, yes, this is worth it. Like, this is why we are here and we do what we do and yay.
I mean, every month when we had our board meetings, I would just be constantly reminded of the incredible support and dedication that our board has. But I think not that it's all about external recognition, but IABC Ottawa did rank number one for overall membership retention and growth, which is a huge indicator of not only the passion and support our board and our volunteers have, but the value that we really clearly demonstrate to the community in Ottawa, that our role has been more important than ever to provide these resources, provide tools, provide a safe community to, you know, bounce ideas off of each other and get trusted advice during a really challenging career milestone for many as they were navigating, you know, the challenges in their day-to-day. So I think that indicator of IABC ranking at the top of that list in terms of recruitment and overall membership really shows us the unique value that we have and that we still have even during a global pandemic. So I think that was probably my peak of the season.
Yeah, I definitely feel the same. I find that amazing because you think so many groups would have seen a decline in engagement. Like I know my ability to connect with things outside of work because everything is online has definitely gone down. Mm-hmm. So I think it says so much that it's still a meaningful and has been a meaningful community for people.
Agreed.
Yeah. So we don't know. We can't predict the future. But next season is going to happen. And you will still be involved. Tell us a bit about what your hopes are and what your role will be as we usher in to, well, through June and then into the start of next season.
That's a great question. Looking forward, there's so many exciting things to look forward to. I think I'm really excited about passing the torch to our incredible incoming president, Alexandra Sebe. She is just such a dedicated IABC champion in every single thing that she does. And I don't think the chapter could be in better hands with anybody else. So really excited about passing that leadership torch and the already really beautifully built board that we're transitioning very shortly. So that I think is going to be very exciting. We've also tried to make more commitments around diversity and inclusion. That was how we started the chapter in our programming this year. We kicked off with an event at the beginning of this year on diversity and inclusion. And I know that's a huge priority for Ali as we shift into next year. How do we make sure that IABC Ottawa's community is more representative of the actual community that we serve, more equitable, and potentially tackling some more challenging topics and being really honest and accountable as communicators? How do we really appropriately, fill in some of those gaps and make sure that we are communicating as equitably as possible? So I'm really looking forward to some of the ideas that Ali has and helping to really champion that support moving forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. And all of that, and potentially we may be able to, I don't even want to jinx it, we may be able to do some of that in person.
Hopefully.
Kayla, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about the year. I know it's been a challenging one. Is there anything else before we go that you want to leave people with or that you just want to say?
Well, I just want to thank you, Sherry, for being this voice on The Voice that has been such a incredible journey watching you as a host and having these different types of conversations through a medium that many other IABC chapters do not pursue. Podcasting is not an easy thing. So I just want to thank you for really elevating all of these different voices of communicators in Ottawa, having some really cool conversations, and just bringing so much energy every single day. So thank you, Sherry.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, and The Voice will be back with my voice, hopefully, next season as well. So there will be more conversations to look forward to. Kayla, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry.
And that is it for this episode of IABC Ottawa's The Voice, episode 131. Thank you for listening. If you have liked this episode and this season of episodes, please share. Don't forget to check out the rest of our episodes from this season. If you missed one, they are all online. You can reach IABC Ottawa on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Our handle is at IABC Ottawa, as well as LinkedIn. You can check out our social and our website. It is ottawa.iabc.com. There's info on all IABC Ottawa networking, professional development events, future meetups, and more. There will be information there about next season and how to take part. And while you are there, click on Jobline. You can find your next opportunity or the right communications professional to join your team. And finally, if you haven't already, subscribe to the IABC Ottawa newsletter. And don't forget to get your ticket for our annual general meeting on June 23rd. I am your host, Sherry Ask. And until next time, let the music play.